in the last 24 hours, he decided to run the Nationals. He did run the heats today. He won extremely. He looked really, really good. Very, very impressive. 800 metres heat victory for him from UCD, of course, running for UCD. And, you know, we look forward to tomorrow because, you know, he can defend his 800 metres title and add to that list of both outdoor and indoor titles that he's won over many, many years. So, you know, we know the background to the story. His season has started poorly. We felt that maybe he wouldn't do the Nationals and he would get himself, he would pull it all together then for the outdoor season. And of course, the big target that will be, that the season will be judged on is qualification for the Olympic Games. But no, he's here. He won his heat. He won it extreme, very, 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 very impressively. And he'll move on tomorrow to the final. So well done to him. And just to say, he is a defending champion. So that brings a bit of extra as up to the whole thing as well. Simon Archer of Thin Valley won his heat in the 200 metres, 22 odd. He's in the final of the 200 metres later today. That's interesting. And then the other girl competing today from Thin Valley was Janine Boyle. She was in the 200 metres, finished second in her heat, but she needed a sub 25 really to get herself into that final, and she was 25.25 or something like that. So she just needs that bit of extra to get into that area of a national final. So that was the story from her. Catherine McDevitt Kenny was in the she's a master athlete, of course, and all her attention right now is on the European Masters, which is in Braga in a few weeks' time. And indeed, she will be doing the National Masters next week in Athlone. But today, she decided to get some sharpening up done. She went and did the 200 metres today, and she'll be pretty happy that she did because it just gets those nerves away for next week, and it's a good focus for her. And she was on the phone all morning just talking about that. So that's positive for her. What else did we have? John McCallion from Letterkenny was in the 3,000 metres, as was Jared Gallagher in the 3,000 metres from Thin Valley. John McCallion from Letterkenny, and none of them progressed to the final of the 3,000 metres, but all credit to them for competing in the 3,000 metres, because 3,000 metres indoor is pretty sharp. It's a pretty sharp oil challenge, and you know, all credit to both of them. I think Jared Gallagher's time would have been about an 8:53, and I don't have John McCallion's time here, but that's it. Now, what are we looking forward to? Well, we're looking forward in the next half hour. We're looking forward to Brendan Boyce, to see can he win the National 5K. He's been in Spain. He flew in overnight, and he's ready to rock and roll on the 5K indoor. We explained in the preview during the week that, really he's a 50K walker, so 5K is going to be very, very sharp for him. But he certainly should get a medal. What colour will the medal be? Can he win the national title? Well, let's just wait and see, and I'll come back to you with that report later in the day.